السلام عليك يا وارث آدم،
السلام عليك يا وارث نوح النبي،
السلام عليك يا وارث إبراهيم،
السلام عليك يا وارث موسى،
السلام عليك يا وارث عيسى،
السلام عليك يا وارث محمد،
السلام عليك يا وارث أمير المؤمنين عليه السلام.
زيارة وارث أملي وحسني، أنول بفضله أجر الزيارة.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وبين استعين، صلى الله عليك أبا عبد الله، السلام عليك ورحمة الله وبركاته. The present series of programs are devoted to an explication of Warith Ziyarat text issued in favor of Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam. This series of programs are broadcast from November 27th to December 8th, coinciding with the first day of Muharram until the 12th day of Muharram. In these 12 special programs, some highlights of the Warith Ziyarat text are offered for the listeners. To give you a background of the Warith Ziyarat text, it's important to note that Ibn Qulawayh al-Qummi, one of the most authentic hadith relaters and experts in the history of Islamic branches of scholarship, has a book entitled Kamil al-Ziyarat. In this book, he mentions that Safwan ibn Mihran al-Jammal, one of the special companions of the sixth infallible Imam Ja'far al-Sadiq alayhi salam, went to Imam Ja'far al-Sadiq alayhi salam and asked him for permission to be granted to him in order to pay pilgrimage to the sacred tomb of Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam at Karbala. According to Kamil al-Ziyarat, Imam Ja'far al-Sadiq alayhi salam gave him some instructions how to approach paying ziyarat to the sacred tomb of Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam. I'm not going to delve into that issue. However, our focus is on the very warith ziyarat text of Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam. This designation, al-warith, the inheritor, is because in the beginning sections of this ziyarat text, Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam is introduced and designated as the inheritor of the major achievements of all the prophets prior to the Prophet of Islam, as well as those of the Prophet of Islam and Imam Ali and Imam al-Hasan al-Mujtaba alayhi salam. So, now I should like to ask our dear listeners and audience to listen to the extract which is going to be explicated in this program in Arabic, followed by its English translation.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim.
In the name of Allah, the Most Beneficent, the Most Merciful.
As-salamu alayka ya warith Adam sifwatillah.
Peace be on you, O the inheritor of Adam, the sincerely attached friend of Allah.
As-salamu alayka ya warith Nuh al-Nabiyyillah.
Peace be on you, O the inheritor of Noah, the prophet of Allah.
As-salamu alayka ya warith Ibrahim khalilillah.
Peace be on you, O the inheritor of Abraham, the intimate friend of Allah.
As-salamu alayka ya warith Musa kaleem Allah.
Peace be on you, O the inheritor of Moses, who spoke to Allah.
As-salamu alayka ya warith Isa ruhillah.
Peace be on you, O the inheritor of Jesus, who received peace, joy and mercy from Allah.
As-salamu alayka ya warith Muhammadin habibillah.
Peace be on you, O the inheritor of Muhammad, the dearest beloved of Allah.
As-salamu alayka ya warith amir al-mu'mineen alayhi as-salam.
Peace be on you, O the inheritor of Amir al-Mu'mineen. Peace be upon him.
As indicated in the translation, Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam has been introduced as the inheritor of the archi-prophets as well as the inheritor of Amir al-Mu'mineen, Imam Ali, the first infallible Imam. Usually a person inherits something from his predecessors, chiefly from his parents, and most importantly, a person inherits something from his or her parents. Now, one point is clear here. What has Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam inherited from other prophets? The point lies in the many, many distinguishing features that Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam had. In the various ziyarat texts, it's indicated, As-salamu alayka wa rith Adam wa safatillah. May peace be upon you, O inheritor of Adam, the sincerely attached friend of Allah. This indicates that as Adam, the prophet of Allah, was a sincerely attached friend to Allah, he was intimately devoted to Allah. Hence, Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam had such a position. As-salamu alayka ya warith Nuh al-Nabiyyillah. Noah, the prophet, was also a person from whom Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam inherited his characteristics. It's indicated in history books that in the time of the prophet Noah, there was a great flood. Now, whoever joined Noah the prophet in his ark survived. Now, the point is that Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam and his entourage on the day of Ashura were like just an ark, just a rescue ship. Whoever joined Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam on the day of Ashura survived. Those who opposed him and never joined him were drowned. As-salamu alayka ya warith Ibrahim Khalilillah. The point is that the Prophet Abraham, as is well known, the Prophet Abraham was a symbol of piety, a symbol of devotion to Allah, a symbol of supporting the unicity of God, and a symbol of breaking all idols or breaking whatever could distract other people's attention from Allah. Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam fulfilled the same function. In the time of Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam, he proved to be best example of devotion to Allah. Another point is that Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam had several characteristics similar to those of the Prophet Abraham. The Prophet Abraham took his son Ismail to Mina, to a land, to a region near Mecca, in order to sacrifice him for the sake of God. Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam took not only one of his children, but all his children to Karbala. And they were slaughtered, they were slain for the purpose of safeguarding the Holy Quran, the very word of God. As-salamu alayka warith Ibrahim Khalilillah. Khalil means intimate friend. In this way, Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam proved to be a sincere and devout servant of God. As-salamu alayka warith Musa Kalimillah. Kalim means a person who speaks with someone else. Kalimullah, in Islamic literature, the Prophet Moses is regarded as Kalimullah, the person to whom God spoke, who received the mission of God. God sent him on a mission. Now we find that Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam fulfilled the same function. The Prophet Moses went to the Mount Sinai together with his family, left his family and climbed the mount in order to reach the pleasure of talking with God and having a supplication to God. Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam went to Karbala together with his family, left his family on the plain of Karbala, and he himself went to meet up with God and joined martyrdom.
And your struggle of Hussein gave up all that you held dear. Yet we cannot comprehend, yet we cannot comprehend the immensity of your pain, the immensity of your pain.
Assalamu alaykum waratha Isa Ruhullah. The Prophet Jesus Christ, in Islamic literature is regarded as the exact word of God, Ruhullah. In the Holy Quran, the Prophet Jesus Christ is also introduced as Kalimatullah, the word of God, as in Christian literature it's sometimes interpreted as the Logos. Here we find that in the Islamic literature, Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam is analogized to the Prophet Jesus Christ. Why? Because he had the same function as Jesus Christ. Assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi Muhammad and Habibullah. Peace be on you, O the inheritor of Muhammad, the dearest beloved of Allah. Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam reached the same station. This is because as the Prophet Muhammad was a beloved person before God, Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam, because of his sacrifice, achieved the same station. And finally, Assalamu alaykum wa ratha Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salam wa liyallah. This indicates that as Imam Ali is the immediate successor to the Prophet Muhammad, Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam is also a successor to Imam Ali. So the line of imamate has already been introduced and explicated here. To wrap up, Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam has been introduced and designated as the inheritor of the archi-prophets as well as the Prophet Muhammad and Imam Ali. It indicates that Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam shouldered the responsibilities of all prophets and his father Imam Ali single-handedly. It indicates that why the massacre of Ashura was regarded as the most significant and the most horrible calamity for the whole mankind in the world. The rest of explications about Ziyarat al-Warif will come tomorrow on November 28th.
The pain like you.